Hello, hello! Welcome to the Money Burrito. My name is Lily He and I am your host today. I'm so excited to open up the space and share all things about business, money mindset, strategies to create a profitable and scalable empire. Break through your fear on money and utilize your new money knowledge to make smart and sexy financial decisions. I truly believe when we are equipped with the right mindset and strategies, we can absolutely create anything we desire. You will leave every episode feeling empowered and ready to own up your money stories. Now, let's get some spices in your burrito. Hi, welcome back to the Money Burrito Podcast. Thank you again for joining me today. So this episode, I hope this would be very, very useful for all of you that's listening. I am talking to you about 50-30-20 rule. So what does that mean? Let's jump straight into it, shall we? So end of financial year is just under 2 weeks. Wow, that's so soon. My gosh, one financial year has gone by. So normally, this would be the time where businesses want to spend just so that they can include all the deductions before their year end, paying up expenses where the subscription's not due, and etc., etc., right? So it is also the time where I go through all the figures with my clients, reflecting what has happened and not happened due throughout the year. One of the most important steps I do with my clients are budgeting. Review the budget for the future business. Look, budgeting is not an easy thing to do. If you have a budget, sometimes it can be stressful because you might find it hard to stick to it, right? Hence, you might put off the idea of having a budget or simply can't be bothered to do it because you think it is a waste of time since, you know, you can't stick to it and, you know, what is the point of having a budget? It simply doesn't work for you. So, in this episode, I want to educate all of you what budget is, why we need it, and how we can actually stick to it. Okay, so what in the world is budgeting? I personally like to explain budgeting as a process of creating a plan to spend your money with the money that you already have. Instead of what most of you are thinking, saving money. Creating a spending plan allows you to determine in advance whether you have enough money to do the things that you need to do or like to do. For example, planning a well-deserved holiday, right? Don't we all like a holiday? And if you don't have enough money, what does that mean and what you can do so you are not in the position where you have to stress about funding the money? Lately, I have been approached by a few of the potential clients where they are about 5 to 6 years into the business, but they have never done the planning or budgeting. To my surprise, well, actually, not surprise at all, a lot of people in the business industry, if you have your own business, tends to avoid budgeting and planning because it actually takes up a lot of time and energy. You would think that it's not worth it, especially if you don't know what you're doing. For that, mainly because they are always in the hustle of their business and lack the time and resources to plan it, right? So it might also be that they just have no idea where to even start because they just have no clue. When your business has been operating for more than 5 years, it is the time where you are thinking either you're gonna go hard, go all in, or you go home. So it is when you have created some sort of habits that you might need help to unlearn. So if you still feel like you have no clarity within your business, maybe it is time to see what needs to be changed or done differently. Going back to creating spending money rather than saving money, if we look at this from a mindset point of view, money is a tool that you have power over and the ability to allocate where it should go and should not go. With the right strategies that work for you and your business, money will do exactly what you want it to do. It can be whatever that you want it to be, right? Just remember that you are the one that is taking in charge here. That being said, why is budgeting important? Why do we need a budget? So the purpose of a budget is pretty simple. It is simply to understand your cash flow. If you have a good understanding of how much money you're bringing in, and more importantly, a solid comprehension of where that money is going, then you'll be in a much better position to succeed in setting your money aside for any emergency saving accounts or for your retirement, for example. I want to share with you the general rule of thumb for budgeting. Why general? This is because each individual and businesses, they operate differently, right? It depends on where your business are at currently, how your business is operating, what structures it is, what industry you are in, and the financial goal that you want to achieve. But just to give you an idea, I help my clients by using 50, 30, 20 rule to start off, right? We gotta start somewhere. What is 50, 30, 20? It is broken down into three areas that you spend in your business. If you think about your business expenses, they can be divided into the must, the need, and the want, right? So must is the essential that you need to run your day-to-day business. You can't run your business without that, right? So that's why it's called a must. For example, you will use this portion to pay your rent if you have a shopfront, if you have an office, or your co-working space that you are working in. It can be salaries that you're paying yourself or your staff or your contractors to produce work for you, right? So again, depending on your business structure, 50% of your income after tax should be allocated here. Need is your financial goals. This is to allow you to expand and grow your business without the stress of money issues, right? So this is where you can invest your money to grow the company. It might be outsourcing, like employing staff, investing in shares or bonds, or investing in property, whichever that you prefer. Allocate 20% of income after tax here in your need section. Also, think about it as you want to spend this 20% to generate more money, right? So this leaves to the balance of 30%, which you use it in want. Want, I like to think it as your self-care, right? It's like a reward sort of system. By this, I actually mean your personal development, to upskills, to take a course so that, you know, you better yourself in order to perform the best that you can. Use it as a way to enjoy the perk of running your own business. If you don't enjoy and have fun while running your empire, then what is the purpose, right? So this 30% is so aligned to, you know, the purpose of having your own business and how you see as, you know, the growth, how you see as a self-care for yourself, right? Because in order to be the best that you can, you as a business owner needs to be at your best state. So for example, going to business conference, networking events, upgrading your wardrobe, going to a facial, going to a retreat, you know, so that you are more aligned to your business and so on and so on. If you are not spending it, then you can reallocate it to your financial goals. So there you go. Give it a go. If you have any questions at all, hit me over at my Instagram. I would love to know if this helps you at all. Share it with someone you know who needs it as well. I'll see you in the next episode. So in the next episode, I will chat to you more about why your budgeting doesn't work. So yeah, so love you as always and have fun with your numbers. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe so you are notified when new episodes are posted. Rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends. And remember, the information in this podcast is general in nature and does not take into account your personal situation. Please seek professional advice for your own financial needs. I hope you are leaving with some great tips to implement in both your business and personal life. Now, get out there, own up your money, and don't forget to have fun. Until next time.